Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris fires to first and picks off Kelly. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Hosley and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Garner reaches third base with a triple. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Spencer moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. Spencer moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Gar reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Dent reaches third base with a triple. Gar scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner has Dent trapped. There's the throw to Hosley and over to Bando, who tags Dent for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jefferson. Baylor moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando bunts towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hosley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a pop-up towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Todd now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta is hit by the pitch. Dent moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. Orta moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Orta scores. Coggins moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Coggins scores. Spencer scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing third base. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Garner moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second. Broemer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rudy hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox 7, and Oakland Athletics 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.